Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you today?
Hi, can you hear me? I'm doing well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling for my husband who, I guess, about a year ago, started having, like, these kind of events where he feels dizzy, you know, doesn't feel like he can walk or sit up straight without support. And then, you know, he gets really sweaty afterwards, and then a little bit of high blood pressure as well. And we had, you know, his heart checked out the first 2-3 times it happened. And everything seems to be fine as far as EKG and you know, the whatever numbers and tests they do. But, you know, he gets this occasionally, and, you know, I'm just looking for advice for that. It could be vertigo, it could be inner ear, it could be stress. I mean, I don't know.
And, well, they must have checked his ears to see if there might be any fluid buildup. They didn't mention that?
Yeah, they didn't. No.
Has he had some nasal congestion or sinus buildup?
No, nothing out of the ordinary. No. So
he does have some chronic congestion that goes on, you think?
Yeah, he does have sinus issues, I guess.
Well, the reason I mention that is a lot of people, you know, when they have chronic congestion, nasal, even when it's, you know, not infected and you get clear nasal drainage, that can be a sign of food sensitivities or airborne sensitivities. Usually this time of year, it's more related to food sensitivities, especially if he's had a chronic problem with that. So, but that fluid buildup can also occur in the inner ear that, you know, the fluid can stimulate the little cilia inside the ear and create, you know, upset our little gyroscopes in there. So sometimes doing some work on just finding out what food sensitivities may be there.
Well, it just started a year ago. So, I mean, food sensitivity, I mean, wouldn't it have been a longer, I don't know.
Well, there's definitely different causes of vertigo and dizziness. One thing I found really helpful for people that have chronic vertigo is getting upper cervical adjustments through a chiropractic specialist, and that has been pretty amazing for some of my patients. You know, they can go from, you know, feeling fine to sudden just falling on the floor and being nauseous, and it's just debilitating.
Yeah, that's what happens with him. Yeah.
And you know, there are some things that you can try. I have they done like a brain scan to check anything in his central nervous system or?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure. I think they did for his heart, because we went to ER for it a couple times. I'm not sure if they did a brain scan.
Yeah, that might be the next step if this continues. But in the meantime, I would consult a upper cervical specialist. You can Google. It's called Nuccal Chiropractic, NUCCAL. And that
NUCCAL?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And see if there's someone close to you. In the meantime, you know, you could try some things that might be helpful. One is ginkgo biloba, the herb to help with that. That along with acetyl carnitine can improve you know, circulation through the brain. So
what dosage? Typically,
when you're shopping for ginkgo, you want to get a standardized 24% glycoside mm-hmm. content. So that would be a little more potent for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the acetyl-carnitine, probably 1,000 milligrams twice a day would be good. Take it away from other proteins, and that way it won't get in the mix, and the therapeutic advantage would be lost at that point. So.
Okay.
Okay.
He just had his he's on testosterone, and he had a test, and his serum was 581, and the free testosterone is 17.3. Do those numbers seem normal to you?
How old is he?
62.
Well, that's pretty, I would say that's above average for most 62-year-old men. The free testosterone is a little bit on the low end, but the total isn't too bad. It could mean that his sex hormone binding globulin is a little too high, and that's something that he might be able to lower naturally using either nettles capsules or Pygium or both.
Okay.
Pygium.
And then his vitamin D is at 20.3.
Oh, that's pretty low. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely keep that over, you know, 50 to 80 range. I'd like to shoot for that as an optimal range. But I don't think that alone would cause any dizziness.
Right.
But just for immune system and you know, overall health, that would be important.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa?
Okay. All right.
Great. Thanks so much for your call. Hope that helps.
Yeah.